Hello, I hope you're enjoying the readings. Today we're in chapters 22, 23, and 24 of 1 Samuel, and David continues to be on the run. He's now left the Philistine area of Gath, and he goes to Moab. He goes to this cave of Adullam, and his family meets him there. And then he goes to the king of Moab, and he says, "Would you please put up my family until this thing is all over?" He's worried for their life. And so David takes care of his family. And then it switches to Saul. Saul has found out that this priest at Nob has helped David, and he gets mad and he goes and he has that entire family destroyed. There's only one person, Abiathar, that escapes, and he goes to David and tells him what's happened. And David says, "You stay with me, and you'll be okay." Chapter 23 is a city, Keilah, or Keilah, I don't know how you say it exactly, and it's getting ready to be attacked, and he decides he's going to go save it. The Lord has told him, "It's safe for you to go do this." So when he goes down there to protect that city, Saul finds out that he's going, and he says, "Great, this is great, because that is a walled city with big gates. We will hem him in. So once he's inside there, we can lock him in, and we're going to go get him." David finds out, so he gets away, and he leaves. And then chapter 24 is a very, very famous chapter. David and his men are hiding in this cave. Saul is running around looking for him. His men are out looking. And so Saul goes into this cave to go to the bathroom. And his men see Saul there. And they're way back deep in the cave. And they say, "Now's your chance. The Lord has given him to you. Kill him. You've got a chance right now. Kill him." David doesn't do that. David somehow or another sneaks up behind him and he cuts off a piece of his coat. And then he goes back and he tells his men, we're not going to touch the Lord's anointed. He's still my master. He may be trying to kill me, but it doesn't give me the right to kill him." And so Saul leaves. And then David goes out after he's left and he hollers at him. He says, "Hey, I'm back here." He says, "I want you to know I haven't done anything against you. The Lord gave you into my hands. Here's the coat, a piece of your coat. Look, it's torn, that I have in my hands. I could have killed you and I didn't." And Saul kind of has a second thought and he says, "You're a more righteous man than I." And then the two of them separate and go back. And Saul calls off the chase for a little while. So anyway, we're continuing on. A lot of moving around different places. Enjoy the reading and we'll talk more tomorrow. Have a good evening.